Greetings, pot pickers. Tennis fans all over the world today are aghast in awe to see whether Roger Federer can take his, well, it will be his sixth title if he wins today, and his 15th Grand Slam championship if he comes through today. Just purely putting him in the absolute all-time Hall of Fame as perhaps the best tennis player the world has ever seen. It's just started here on BBC One, the sport. He plays Andy Roddick today, who beat Andy Murray on Friday. Friday's game was pretty good. Pretty good game, actually. Very, very tightly between the two. Andy Roddick just pipped Murray. And it went to five sets as well. So, I don't know. Andy Roddick's come back from an injury. He's I can't remember what seed he is, but he's playing the perhaps the all-time champion. it's a shame that Nadal didn't come back this year to defend his championship, because he actually beat, interestingly enough, beat Federer last year. This year he's got an injury, so he didn't actually come back. Shame that, because it would have been very, very interesting to see how he would have fared, whether he would have been a Nadal-Federer final. But yeah, smashing. I just can't wait for today's match. Unbelievable. We shall see then. I'm going to do another audio boo a little bit later on today, perhaps during the interval of the game, just to do an update. But please do send me your views, c.wiseman@me.com. Please do send me some interesting emails to see what you think, who you think you're going to root for today in the tennis, whether you're indeed glued to the television as I am, even though it's a sunny day here in the north. Northwest. Take care, Audio Booland. I shall give you an update a little bit later on. Ta-da.